for your Alley C today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. We've got some really, really cool things, to say the least, to tell you about in this hour of the broadcast. We are going to be talking about the Los Angeles International Auto Show. We're going to be talking about the recently concluded SEMA show. We're going to be playing trivia, and we're going to be having lots of fun. We got a new toll-free number that I'm getting used to here, and it's a cool one. If you haven't ever dialed one of these numbers, you can try it out with us first. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And we'll throw out a trivia question here about another Subaru. This Subaru was from the 1990s. And I've asked this question before on the broadcast, but it's been quite a while. They had a sporty car that had a window within a window. A window within a window. I had to stop for dramatic effect. A window within a window, much like the DeLorean, you know, which had, you know, kind of a fixed window and then a little roll-down window, power window. And there have been a couple of other cars like that. I'm trying to think. There were a couple of Lamborghinis that were that way. The Countach was that way, come to think of it. The whole window didn't go down, just part of it. You can only reach out to pay a toll or, you know, grab a hamburger or something. That's about the size of it. But this was kind of a sporty grand touring Subaru, and it was from the 90s. A former radio colleague of mine, Victor Mock, I don't know where Victor is today. At one time, I know he did a local show on our great affiliate station on KPAM in Portland, Oregon. I don't know if he's still in that neck of the woods, but if he is, hello, Victor. I miss talking with you. Give me a shout one of these days or hit me up on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. And he owned one of these vehicles. I know he told me that. And you don't see too many of them out on the roads these days. It was a Subaru sports car slash GT car, grand touring car, with a window within a window. It was a very futuristic design. Let's give you that as a little bit of food for thought. Meanwhile, we'll give you that new telephone number because I know you're not used to dialing it up. 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by at the network headquarters, GCN, to take your calls. And we've got this new dedicated number, so don't let it go to waste. You can also email me if you're near your computer, boblongradio@yahoo.com or bob@boblongradio.com. So, which is the world's most favorite car color? Here's a question for you. What is the world's most favorite car color? Now, personally, I'll give you a little personal history of myself here. My first car was black. My second car was silver. My third car was black. My fourth car was silver. The car I purchased with my wife was silver. The second car I purchased with my wife was blue. I grew up in a family that I was an only child, older parents, and my mom and dad loved T-Birds. So that was our family car. It was just the three of us. So I went through a lot of T-Birds growing up, 68 T-Bird, 71 T-Bird, 73 T-Bird, 79 T-Bird, 81 T-Bird, 85 T-Bird, and the vast majority of them were blue. I'm kind of happy to be back in a blue car, but, you know, for myself, I would have to say my three favorite colors for a vehicle are blue, silver, and black. Those are my three preferences. What's your favorite color? What was the color of your first car? That's the question I'd like to throw out for you as well. A little color question, and I'm going to tell you here momentarily the scientific research that has gone into this, and I can tell you what is the world's most popular color, and we'll break it down by region of the world as well. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261. I've never owned a red car. If I'm fortunate one of these days to own one of those exotic cars, highly unlikely, but nevertheless, they tend to be painted in rather exuberant colors. I know the Lamborghinis are all painted in rather funky colors, to say the least. Ferraris are best known for red. Interestingly enough, Corvettes are very much known for red. There was a gentleman who wrote a book years ago called All Corvettes Are Red, but in reality, not all Corvettes are red. Corvettes are all different colors, and matter of fact, they're always introducing new colors, and from time to time they take colors away, and there have been times when you couldn't buy a black Corvette for a certain number of model years, or, you know, just kind of stir it up a little bit. The folks at the Chrysler Group, and that's another thing that's going to be happening this week, so I attend the Press Days upcoming at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. The Press Days Wednesday and Thursday. They are going to be showing off some hot new stuff from SRT, which I'm glad the Chrysler Group has done this. You know, they've already created, you know, a special brand for the trucks, Ram. So it made perfect sense for them to create this division of kind of sporty cars, performance cars. SRT stands for Street and Racing Technology. Ford years ago had originally the SVO team, Special Vehicle Operations. The SVT team is still more or less in business at Ford. General Motors had a special division there for a while called the General Motors Performance Division. I think that has been dissolved. But the Chrysler Group, right now, within their SRT range of vehicles, they've got the Challenger, SRT8. They've got the Chrysler 300, SRT8. They've got the Dodge Charger, SRT8. And they got the new Jeep Grand Cherokee, SRT8. And rumor has it they'll have a smaller car in the not-too-distant future as well. And truly one of the great car guys of the industry is the head of that brand, Ralph Gilles, who is the lead designer for all the Chrysler Group and now head of this particular brand. And, of course, the halo car for the brand is the Viper. The Viper has gone away, but it's coming back. And a little inside scoop here on the next generation Viper. If you're a fan of the last generation Viper, and you like the rawness of it, because originally when the Viper was introduced, it was kind of a modern-day Shelby Cobra. You know, it had a V10 engine, which was very unusual for its time. You know, it had a manual-only transmission. It didn't have anti-lock brakes. It didn't have stability control. It didn't have any of the electronic enhancements that are so common in today's world. Well, they're about to launch sometime next year, a all-new Viper, and the Viper people are fanatics. I've had an opportunity to attend an SRT event, and there were members of the Viper Club, and the Viper Club actually holds an annual convention once a year where all these people get together and talk Vipers, and of course there have been the early Vipers and the GTS Coupe Vipers and the later Vipers, but different power ranges, but the one thing remains the common thread with these people are the passion that they have for their vehicle. Well, the inside scoop about the next generation SRT8 Viper is most likely will have a V10 engine, but they're going to move it upscale. They're going to move it price-wise. They're going to move it to over $100,000. They're going to go up against, like, Aston Martin V8 Vantage. That's one of the reasons why they hired somebody from Aston Martin to run their marketing. And it's going to have all the electronic enhancements as well. So it's supposed to be beautiful. Can't wait to see it. This is Auto World. Straight ahead, car colors don't go away. From here.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book Profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We got a trivia question out there. This is a little bit difficult. I'm the first one to admit it. From a Japanese auto manufacturer, Subaru, they made a sporty vehicle, kind of a luxury sporty vehicle, early 90s, middle 90s. It had a window within a window. I just like saying that. It had a window within a window. You know what I mean? Like a little window that went down, the rest of the window just stayed in place. Futuristic, looked like something out of one of these science fiction movies, and, I believe it was all-wheel drive, typical Subaru. but we don't have an answer for it yet. So why don't you call us up and break in the new telephone number? Let me remind you what it is. Are you ready to take it down? Because we are breaking new ground here. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. That's the toll-free line from all across North America. And you can also email me up, boblongradio@yahoo.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Again, the Subaru with the window within the window. So what is the world's favorite car color? Okay, here we go. According to various folks, including the Associated Press, including, I shouldn't say it, but I'll say it anyway, the annoying NPR folks, and according to people within the color industry, dethroning. Matt, my great producer at the network, just told me the vehicle that he is presently driving, not his favorite vehicle of all time, is painted silver. Well, for many, many years, silver has been the most popular color across the globe. Matter of fact, it's been the reigning champ for the past 10 years, according to the Associated Press. But now, according to all these sources, we have a new champion. About 21% of the cars built for the 2011 model year went to market wearing white paint, putting the color ahead of black and silver, which tied for second at 20%. And that's according to PPG Industries, which calls itself the world's leading manufacturer of transportation coatings. How do you like that? Again, the world is getting more and more complicated. They just can't call themselves the world's number one car color maker. No, the world's leading manufacturer of transportation coatings. Well, maybe they do buses and other thingies, maybe, I don't know. It just seems like the world's getting more complicated to me. But let's break it down here. We'll break it down, and then we'll go to Craig in Alabama. Here's how it is globally. North America, white 20%, silver 19%. Europe, black 26%, white 19%. In Asia, silver 25%, white 23%, but when you add up all the cars all over the world, white comes out on top. Meanwhile, we have a caller calling in on the fresh, brand new, hot talk line. It is so hot that I just love saying the number, 855-660-4261. The gentleman joins us from Alabama, and the gentleman's name is Matt. One more time. Craig, thank you very much for calling in, Craig. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. How's the weather in the great state of Alabama?
Still pretty warm. We're sitting right around 50.
Oh, very good. Is Alabama football still as big as it was? I mean, I remember growing up, you know, the Crimson Tide. Matter of fact, there's a line in the Steely Dan song, Deacon Blues, about the Crimson Tide of Alabama. I mean, it was huge, Bear Bryant and all that. What is Alabama football like today? Are you into that?
Oh, bigger than ever. Bigger than ever. Still number two in the nation right now, only under LSU, both SEC teams, but Alabama football is bigger than ever.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, we got this question out there. It's a rather difficult one because this car was not built in big volumes. It was from Subaru. It was really before Subaru became a bigger player like they are today here in North America. It was a sporty car, kind of a sporty luxury GT car, all-wheel drive, futuristic in design, and it had the window within the window. Do you know the vehicle that I'm talking about?
I do. It was a very fun car to drive, a lot of power, sporty. It was the Subaru XT6.
Very good. Congratulations. I thought we'd have that question out there for longer, but Yeah, definitely a very fun car and very futuristic. Did you have an opportunity to drive one, or did you own one?
It was actually my first car out of high school, and I've owned quite a few sports cars, and the all-wheel drive, it had a wider tire on it, and low to the ground, you could adjust your suspension on it, and it would just hug the road. It was a fun car to drive. I'd love to have it today.
Very good. And what was the color of it, since we've been talking colors?
It was not white. It was black.
All right. I'm much more in favor of black than white any day. How about new vehicles? Are there any new vehicles that get you excited? You know, not taking price into consideration here. Just let's pretend that you're suddenly Bill Gates or somebody. You're super wealthy. You can buy whatever you want. What would you buy?
You know, I guess the older I get, the more I've gone from the sports car to more the comfort and the luxury. Been a real fan of Infiniti. I like their SUV, the XT6, and I like their sedan class also.
Yeah, matter of fact, that's my press car of the week, is an Infiniti G37 sedan, which is a great value for the money and really, you know, offers a lot more power than some of the German manufacturers and lots of cool technology. So you're right. How about, in addition to having that Subaru back that you had just out of high school, what other classic car would you like to own?
I would love probably a classic car, but a 34 Ford.
No kidding. Tell me a little bit about why a 34 Ford. You seem like a young guy. What draws you to that vehicle?
I just always loved the older movies, those big sweeping fenders, and I just think they had a really, really nice look on them, whether you kept them original or you turned them into a street rod. They just have a real classic look to them.
Excellent. Well, you're a classy guy. I really will say that in all honesty. Thank you for calling in from Alabama. Say hello to everybody down there for me. And hang on for Matt. We're going to send you out a little token of our appreciation for being part of the broadcast. And don't be a stranger. Please call us again. Let me tell you about some of the cool, funky colors that they're working on. I started to go on a rant about SRT and that being a new brand within Chrysler, you know. They've got all these funky colors like Plum Crazy. You know, remember they had that one in the 60s. They brought it back. Well, let me tell you about what's coming up in Los Angeles after these messages right here on Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
Long Drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today on Auto World, and I want to remind you, during the week, you can check us out on the archives at GCNLive.com. Also, you can listen multiple times per week on AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Bookmark both of those on your computer or your mobile device, and there are apps available for both. So we very much appreciate you being with us each and every week at this time. We've been having lots of fun here on today's show. Ironically, I didn't anticipate doing the show the way it is shaken down, so to speak. We were originally going to play a lot of interviews that I did at the SEMA show. Let me tell you about some of the people I talked at the SEMA show, too. As I mentioned earlier, Edsel Ford. I also talked with the head of the Henry Ford Museum. I talked with a representative from General Motors about some of their happenings, and also sat down with some people I had never talked to before. The CEO of Pep Boys paid our broadcast booth a visit, and that was interesting to hear a little bit more about the Pep Boys story. They're celebrating 90 years this year. The company was started by 3 World War I veterans in Philadelphia, and now they have stores all over the country, and they look like they're poised to expand even further. And, of course, they say that they'll do repair work and maintenance work for less. I personally will admit here, I mean, in my neck of the woods, there has only recently been a couple of Pep Boys stores pop up, but I haven't utilized them myself yet, but I'll have to check it out. I hear lots of good things about what they're doing, and he was definitely a pleasure to talk with. Also had an opportunity while I was at SEMA to talk with, let's see, who else was one of my favorite standout guests? Gail Banks. This is a really cool guy. I did a really, really long interview with Gail Banks. I don't know if we'll be able to fit it in here. We'll at least play a bite of the interview. Gail Banks is... been around the automotive industry more than 50-some-odd years, and, you know, it's interesting that a lot of things that he was preaching years ago, you know, are really coming into the mainstream today. I mean, this is a guy that was lecturing about taking smaller engines and putting turbos on them in the 70s and early 80s, and people really didn't take him that seriously. And now, of course, it's all the rage, and he, of course, is known for diesels and diesel technology, and diesels are coming back strong. Many brands are going to be reintroducing diesels here to the U.S. Of course, in Europe, there are more diesel-powered vehicles than anything else. And he does a lot. He is a true patriot. Let me tell you, this Scale Banks gentleman, he does an enormous amount of work for the military, building special engines and vehicles for Navy SEAL teams, including Navy SEAL Team 6. He is a really, really good guy, and I had an opportunity to sit down with him, and we'll play him on the coming weeks here on the program. Meanwhile, Talking Colors, I just looked it up, and I can't tell you because it's embargoed, but the folks at SRT, Chrysler there, they're going to be introducing, I'll tell you this much, they're going to be introducing a limited edition Dodge Challenger that's going to be built in very limited form, and it's going to be painted in a rather outrageous color. And they're also going to be introducing a special edition Dodge Charger, and they're taking back an old Dodge name, and they're attaching it to this vehicle. That old Dodge name, you know, back in the 60s muscle car years, there was you know, a whole slew of Mopar high performance vehicles, this is one of those famous names. They're resurrecting it again. I can't tell you. I will be able to tell you next week here on the broadcast as we play some interviews from the SEMA show and from the Los Angeles International Auto Show. But I'll tell you about some of the colors that some of the color makers are working on for the automakers. You know, they work hand in hand with the automakers. As I mentioned, Lamborghini, of course, when price is no object, you know, they come up with some really outrageous colors. Volkswagen has experimented with some wild colors. Some of the youth-oriented brands, Scion, has done some very unique things. Fiat, there is a car that can be customized in many, many different fashions. You see Jennifer Lopez running around the TV in their commercial for the 500C, but there are so many different color combinations on the Fiat 500. Both interior and exterior. Mini, of course, can be had in so many different color variations and combinations. I mean, literally tens of thousands. They don't narrow it to just a select few like a number of the automakers. And again, if you're in that fortunate pack, which only, you know, 1/100th of the population gets to be into that situation, but there are a number of automakers. Porsche is one. Aston Martin is another that basically will paint your car whatever color you want. You can come in with, you know, a little piece of, you know, a chair or wallpaper or paint chip or, you know, just something outrageous, and you can say to them, I want the car painted this color, and, you know, of course, for a huge amount of money extra on top of the huge amount of money that you're going to be paying already, you'll be able to have that custom one-of-a-kind Aston Martin or that custom one-of-a-kind vehicle from some of the boutique automakers. But here are some of the ones that the PPG paint company is working on. And Stan Major, who used to be on the broadcast here from time to time, a veteran automotive radio host and a journalist down in Florida, kind of semi retired now. He's not reviewing cars at the moment, so we don't hear from Stan. But he always used to focus. I always found it interesting. He would focus on the little things, the colors of the vehicles or very interesting little nuances about the vehicles. He wouldn't be so concerned about how the vehicle drove or the engine or the power or the mileage. You know, to him it was more important that the rear view mirror was right or the color was right. You know, he's a gentleman in his 70s, and I respect him as a great broadcaster of many, many years. But nevertheless, he would enjoy some of these new colors they're working on. Here's one, white nougat. That's a color we can expect to be seen on some automakers' palettes in the not-too-distant future, a soft, creamy white that will highlight sparkle. How do you like that? Another one, interesting taking a musical name to this one, Muddy Waters, a tone of brown with a pearl luster effect. Grape Spritz, a blue fused with purple highlights. And Sam Major would definitely appreciate this one, Pot O' Gold. Pot O' Gold. I like that. A light green with a hint of gold. I would never purchase a Pot O' Gold colored vehicle, but I just like the name Pot of Gold. Maybe perhaps I'm hoping to find a Pot of Gold right about now, because I could use a Pot of Gold right about now. Our telephone number, the brand new one, here we go. Let's throw it out there because I just like saying it. I just like saying this new number because I never heard of such a thing. When Matt told me here, my producer at GCN, and I do multiple radio programs, and I said this to Matt off here, but I'm going to say it on here. I do radio programs with a number of different talk radio networks around the nation, and I deal with all kinds of producers, you name them, young producers, older producers, multiple producers, but Matt is my favorite producer of all the producers that I work with. I wish he was doing all my other shows. Here is the telephone number. It's 855-660-4261. That's the toll-free line. And we'll throw out another question here. We'll make it a color question. We'll make it an easy one. The famous Henry Ford expression about the Model T Ford. You can have it in any color as long as it's what? Give us a call on the brand new number. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Attention homeowners. Are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Iodine Protection Packs from Hemp USA. USA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. We're live, and we thank you so much for being here. Our toll-free line is brand new, and we're testing it out here today, 855-660-4261. Got a trivia question out there, kind of an easy one, but a fun one, since we've been talking about colors. Henry Ford's famous expression about the Model T, you can have it in any color as long as it's what? Let's go to Dave, who joins us in Canada. Dave, whereabouts in Canada are you calling in from?
I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba, sir.
Wonderful. What's the weather like in your neck of the woods this time of the year?
It's a bit cool. We've got some white stuff on the ground.
How cold does it get there, and how much how much snow do you get in an average year in your neck of the woods?
You know, I don't have the numbers, but it's ample, believe me. More than you'd appreciate down there, I promise.
Very good. Excellent answer to the question. So Henry Ford had this famous comment years ago. You know, it's been said many times, but I always like to throw it out there every now and then. About the Model T Ford, the original one, you can have it in any color as long as it's what, Dave?
As long as it's black.
That's right. Congratulations. We're going to send you out a cool prize courtesy of Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Yeah, what do you drive up there these days? What's your vehicle of choice?
Well, I no longer drive. I'm retired and I've got health problems, so I took myself out of the driving.
You know, that's really smart. A lot of folks make the mistake of just driving a little too long, and, you know, if you have some health problems, and I can certainly relate to that. I have a number of older folks in my family that have health problems, and, you know, they should probably take themselves out of it too, but they haven't done so. I will remind them that I talked to you, and they should do the same.
I agree.
Excellent. What's your favorite classic car of all time? When you look back at all the vehicles that you've known in your lifetime, what was the one that really got your engine revving?
I'll tell you what it was. It was an Austin Healey 100. It had a high-performance four-cylinder engine, and they went like steak.
Very good. Well, Dave, it's a pleasure to talk to you in Canada, in Winnipeg. Don't be a stranger. Please call us again. Thank you so much.
I certainly will. Thank you very much, sir, and I enjoy listening to you as well.
Thank you very much. Let me tell you about some of the most top stolen vehicles as we go from colors to talking about top stolen vehicles. It's interesting that some of the vehicles on the list here are, you know, very mainstream vehicles. The good news is the auto theft rate continues to dip. And percentage-wise, the most stolen car of 2009, so that's evidently the last year that they have the complete listings done for, the most stolen car was the Audi S8, which ironically, the new version of that is going to be introduced in Los Angeles in a couple of days. Now, you have to take this into consideration because Audi only sold 227 S8s in the U.S. for that model year, 2009. So only 227 were out there. So it had a theft rate of 8.81 per thousand. So that's kind of funky. That comes from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's not exactly fair. Let's talk mainstream models. What do you think, mainstream-wise, of the vehicles that most people drive, most regular folks like you and I can drive? Which of those vehicles do you think tops the list of the most stolen vehicle? Do you think it's, you know, a sporty car like the Mustang or the Corvette or the Camaro? Do you think it's a Cadillac? What do you think? Do you think it's a Japanese car? Do you think it's a Swedish car? Do you think it's a British car? Any guesses? Well, I'll tell you what the answer is. It's the Toyota Corolla. That's right. The Toyota Corolla is overall the most stolen vehicle in all of the U.S. mainstream-wise because, you know, basically they build a ton of them, they sell a ton of them, and a lot of them are stolen. And the reason why a lot of them are stolen is for parts. And, you know, it's ironic, too, that sometimes when you look at the top stolen vehicles of a particular year, they aren't always new models. Some of the most stolen vehicles in recent lists that I have seen include recent year, you know, Toyota Camrys. I mean, when I'm talking recent year, like 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008 Toyota Camrys, very highly stolen vehicles for parts. Honda Civics, also very highly stolen for parts. Another vehicle, very highly stolen for parts. You know, a car that you wouldn't think would attract the thieves, the Honda Accord. Again, because they're looking for mainstream vehicles. I mean, when you steal a car that's made in very limited numbers like this Audi S8, they only sold 227. I mean, you got to ship it overseas or, you know, you got to do something with it. You hacking that vehicle up for parts, there isn't going to be a whole lot of a market for those particular parts. So those must be disappearing and going overseas and being retitled and all that hocus pocus. Matter of fact, when I was visiting my buddy Mike Yeager there in Effingham, Illinois, the guy with the American success story, started with nothing and built it to a multi-million dollar business, $500 bank loan turned into a business that in its heyday in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when the economy was half decent, and he was doing like $20 million a year worth of business, if you can imagine such a thing. But while we were standing in his kind of garage area, he said, there's where that piece is. And it was just a windshield header. And it was a windshield header off a very, very rare Corvette. And it had the VIN number, the vehicle identification number, stamped into that particular windshield header. I didn't realize that in that particular generation of the Corvette that that's where the tag for the VIN number was. He said that windshield frame with that vehicle identification number was worth $700,000. He has the actual whole car that goes along with that windshield header, but he said somebody could take that one piece and build a clone car because it would have the real VIN number on it. So if somebody checked just the single VIN number on the windshield header, it would match, and, you know, somebody could build a Corvette of that vintage out of scrap parts, and, you know, someone would think it would be a vehicle worth $700,000. So It was interesting just to have a guy say, there's that windshield header. I was worried about it. I was over in Europe, and I didn't know where it was because it's worth about $700,000. And it was just sitting against a wall in a garage in Effingham, Illinois. So there you go. But like I say, Mike owns the rest of that very rare Corvette as well. So definitely a destination to check out if you're ever outside of Chicago, about 3 hours outside of Chicago, Effingham, Illinois, Mid-American Motorworks, MAMotorworks.com. If you like Volkswagens as well, air-cooled Volkswagens, he's got some of the Herbie, you know, the Herbie Love Bug movie cars. He's got some of those there on display, and he's just got lots of goodies. So even if you're not a Corvette person, I realize there are lots of people who are not Corvette people. It's just a cool destination to check out. I can tell you another couple of cool destinations to check out here in the waning moments of this hour of the program. If you're in Las Vegas, I was just in Las Vegas, and I like Vegas. I'm one of those people. I'm not a gambler. You know, I first couple of years I went to Las Vegas, did a little bit of gambling, and lost every penny that I put down. So I decided this isn't for me. And you know, I'm not a big drinker, and I'm married, so I'm not a big carouser. So I'm not a carouser at all anymore. And there are, you know, lots of great sights to look at. Certainly, there are more pretty girls in that town, in my opinion, than any place on the face of the earth. But other than that, there's some beautiful, beautiful cars there. And there is an interesting auto collection at not a very good hotel, I'll be honest with you. It's the Imperial Palace Hotel, and it's one of the old hotels, and it's, you know, it's a great deal. But they have an auto collection there that's got lots of cool cars, and it's a museum, but every car is up for sale. So it's very cool to check out next time you're in Las Vegas. I'm off to Los Angeles this next week. I thank you very much for joining me for this edition of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.